You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
But I was just telling Abe, so remember the days of the unbalanced schedule when you had to play the NL East and we played like 16 or 18 games with the Nationals? And it was like, ugh. It's like eating spinach when you were a kid. Like, bleh. Now, that's so, it was not so much fun when they were going to win the World Series back in the day, and they had Soto, et cetera. But playing the Nats, a little homestand, 4 games. The Braves, by the way, 2 games under .500. It was the World Series year of 2021. We had the exact same record. We were 17-19 on this date, May 12th, back in 2021, and we didn't reach 500 till August 5th. I got a feeling, Abe, we will get to 500 before August 5th this year. You buy that?
I don't know. We're 0-5 with the opportunity to do it so far. What do we get? 0-10? 0-12? That take us into August. No, I want to say that they'll get to... I mean, am I stupid, Mike?
Like, I wouldn't say stupid.
Well, you haven't heard what I said yet. You might...
No. You're not stupid.
They're going to be 500 Wednesday morning. Like, okay. Is that crazy?
No, I mean, at some point, this thing is going to start rocking and rolling. They got to start hitting. The pitching has been fine.
The Nationals are, like, bona fide. I know we've talked about the White Sox and the Rockies and the Pirates. Like, the Nationals are another one. Like, they're bona fide terrible.
But again, who are we to say anybody is terrible when we can't seem to put anything together at the plate? The Braves, as you guys know, are just, 2.5 games ahead of the Nats. They're 7 games under .500 on the Nats. We got an interesting pitching matchup. Talk about that.
Yeah, tomorrow we got our guy Schwelly on the bump, coming off a really good outing last time out, against former Braves pseudo-ace Mike Soroka.
Yeah, who, again, had some, literally the tough breaks and the ankle and the foot and the Achilles and everything else, just couldn't seem to ever get right.
0-2 with a +7 ERA so far this year. If you can win tonight and... The lineup's out tonight, and I know you want to see more Drake Baldwin. It's Sean Murphy in there again. Alex Verdugo's back at the top. We can talk about him. If you can win tonight, like, Soroka tomorrow has to be a dub.
Right. Well, that goes
500.
Back, but you still got a hit. At the end of the day, you know, and Ozzie's been brutal. Ozzie's batting 132 this month, 5-for-38. I had a guy the other day reach out to me. It's funny. It's once in a while. It's why you really shouldn't tweet at night. I should just enjoy my nighttime smoking a cigar.
Oh, boy.
Having a whiskey and just relaxing, you know, like the game on outside. And a couple nights ago, I didn't like them not letting Schwellenbach pitch. I think it was the 7th inning. And it was 6, 7, and 8 were coming up. And they went with Montero. And I had some angry Braves fan just got on my case about, you guys on the radio, you always use hindsight. I go, no, if I say something, I'm going to stand by it. I'm not one of these guys. I work with guys that generally will literally say something and make a bold pronouncement and then try to erase it from the computer. It's not the way we operate.
Delete.
We're fallible. If you believe something at the time, as Carl always says, we go with what we know. And we're just going round and round. And I was like, oh, just let – guys like, well, in hindsight – and I said – I snapped. I said, you know, in hindsight, I shouldn't have responded to you, you know, because you're just one of these Braves fans who's soft, who doesn't like any criticism. And there are many Braves fans that are soft and don't like any criticism. It drives me crazy. So, I mean, sometimes that crosses over to Georgia Bulldog Nation. Not anymore.
Right.
But it used to. But anyway, I'm sorry, I got off point here. But getting back to my things about the pitching, pitching's fine. Pitching's the last of our worries. The one thing I was arguing with a guy the other day is, he said, why are you so hard on Olsen? I go, because he's not clutch. Because Matt Olsen is vacuous. I said the most vacuous player, MVP right now. Because that's where he's like, Daryl Strawberry was like this at a time for the Dodgers, the king of the solo home run. How about some clutch? How about give me some clutch? You know, that's.
Am I crazy? Did a team just walk Austin Riley so they could face?
Yes.
Like that happens because you're hitting, what is it here, Day Day? 194.
We haven't hit.
194 this month. Right.
So, I mean, you can take your spots. I love Ozzy. He's just, you know, I always root for the little guy. He's my favorite Braves player. He's been horrible. And I watch these Braves games sometimes, and give me a chance. You can sound off on it, but real quick, just give me a chance. I don't know what the plan is. I just don't know. For either he's first pitch. If a pitcher is struggling, he's first pitch swinging. If a guy's struggling with it, I mean, what are you, there's like, what is the rhyme or reason? And by the way, we joked around about Seitz are getting fired. I have no idea what this hitting coach is doing because everybody wanted to make a big deal after last year. They forgot how to hit. 2 years ago, they're the greatest team to ever hit in Braves history. And they fire. And this team goes through hitting coaches like Sox. You know, traditionally, they're the fall guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with all due respect, what is this hitting instructor doing? Are you looking at tape? What are you guys doing? What is the freaking plan?
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for you. It's certainly frustrating. And what's annoying to me, Mike, is that this team is built – offensively, even without Acuna, but certainly when he comes back, to withstand a couple guys slumping. But what's happening is the exact opposite. You've only got a couple guys running hot and everyone else is slumping. You can withstand one or two guys slumping and then they'll pick it up as someone else goes down. It's the inverse right now. You've only got one or two guys going. And the other thing that's frustrating to me, I don't know if it's frustrating you. I wouldn't change it, but it is frustrating. Ozuna's just getting walks and he does right. not have an opportunity to put bat on ball often enough to do damage. And I don't want right. him to start swinging at bad pitches. I'm happy with him taking the walks. I know other people will say, oh, the slugging, you know, whatever. I will take the on-base percentage, but it's tough to watch him not get opportunities when I know he's one of the guys running hot that can still do damage.
Yeah, I guess the hitting instructor, Tim Hyers, he's won 2 World Series rings as a hitting instructor, one with the Astros and one with the Rangers with Bruce Bochy. So, I mean, the guy, he's had some, you know, he's had some clutch. Hopefully, whatever he's doing, we will get some clutch here. Right now, I feel like, you know, he's the coach of the Hoosiers, and everybody's ready to run him out of town. And I would agree with him because I don't know what this guy's doing. And I watch the games every night. You got like you guys do. Granted, some days it's so tough to watch. I will DVR the crap and speed through it and wait to see if there's a rally. As opposed to you see, okay, doink, little red dot, one out, doink, one little dot, two outs, and then I know nothing's going to happen. I mean, this has been one of the more exasperating patches for Braves fans to watch these guys at the plate.
The big one for me has been Alex Verdugo because things were going well for a little bit. And when he came up here and he was at the top of the order, where he is again today, by the way, and he was making a difference. For a stretch there when he came up, 9 out of 10 games, he had at least one hit, some of those multi-hit games. But recently, 5 of his last 6 games, he's been hitless. He's 1 for his last 24. And when you look at the lineups over the weekend and you see Verdugo wasn't there, that's why. He's in a big, big scuffle. That means Austin Riley's coming up with no one on. That means Matt Olson is dependent on what Riley does, and it just follows from there. You got to get the top of the order going. That's every team in Major League Baseball.
Right.
It all shuffles down, and that hasn't happened in the last 6 games for Atlanta.
No, Money Harris has been, unfortunately, proven he's just not a leadoff hitter. And Verdugo, as you said, it was such a nice spark. It was such a hell of a story. But this kind of like a miniature version of what happened with the Yankees. He was really good in the first half of the Yankees and then cooled off. And I said it to Abe to start the program. Abe's in for Carl today. I just think that, you know, Drake Baldwin, with the exception, you know, of a pass ball, he's been the most trustworthy Brave. He's a professional hitter. You see it. Everything I just said about those other guys, he's the opposite. He has a plan.
Right.
He executes. Chipper always says, and I mean, that's why I know I always joke around. The fans are like, let Chipper do it. Well, just give him a friggin' Chipper hitting video like Tom Emanski, because Chipper always says when you're struggling, just go to center field. You don't have to try to pull it. Just go with the pitch. Go Oppo Taco. Do something. But anyway, the point I was making about Drake Baldwin, I would love to see him get some starts in the outfield because anybody can play the outfield. It's proven. And I know that Dale Murphy started behind the plate. I'm not saying he's never going to be a catcher again. I'm just saying when your team can't hit, get the one guy who freaking can't hit in the lineup. Figure it out. That's my take.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily – I wouldn't have a problem if that were a call that gets made, and maybe we can ask Grant about that a little bit later. But that feels to me like a desperate move.
Yeah, but I mean, again, Eli White's cooling off. He's betting 250 for the month. Small sample size. But I'm just throwing it out there. If Verdugo continues to scuffle like this, you got a guy that's a bat. You'll sacrifice a little with the glove. That's fine.
How close are we till Profar gets back? Working our way there?
Yeah, again, I mean, pee in the cup, sir. The cup just melted. But yeah,
our way there.
And it's amazing. We didn't know him from Adam other than what, again, he's been a journeyman, put together an amazing.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Amazing year for the Padres, and now we know why, but you're right. And we touched on it earlier. Don't know. And Carl and I'm not trying to speak out of school here. Carl and I have had the same conversation. We're all hoping that Ronald shows up and just hits the ground running, but this sort of nebulous schedule of when he's going to rehab and when even that starts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.